As investigators widened their probe into former Speaker Anita Mong, tension remained high at Parliament on Tuesday as detectives searched several key offices, including her chamber. The operation, which began at around 9 a.m., involved a convoy of at least 20 police detectives who split into teams and moved into the Speaker's chamber, the clerk's office, the Parliamentary External Auditor's Office, and the Communications Office. Journalists were barred from accessing the affected areas. By midday, offices on Parliament's fifth floor that had already been searched, including the Speaker's chamber, had been sealed off as crime scenes. The search at Parliament comes as investigators enter the fourth day of operations. Linked to Among, detectives have already searched properties associated with Hein, Nakasero, Kigo and Tinder. Security officials have not publicly commented on the investigation. However, sources close to the probe say investigators are examining alleged financial networks, procurement deals and links between politically connected figures in Parliament and government ministries. Reverend Father Justin Eric Uma, the parish priest of Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Bulu City, has welcomed the ongoing crackdown on corrupt officials. This comes after a joint security task force have launched investigations into suspected illicit enrichment, money laundering and corruption against the former Speaker of Parliament Anita Among. A joint investigation sanctioned by President Museveni began on Saturday at Among's Nakasero residence and continued through the night before concluding around midday on Sunday. On Sunday, the team raided the multi-billion shillings mansion in Mutungo, Kigo, and has continued searching the residence since then. The operation has now moved to the final place, a financial phase, focusing on locating and documenting cash and other valuables. Recently, the whole world witnessed when Agnes Nanditu, the former state minister for Karamoja Affairs, was sentenced to prison over corruption. During his swearing-in ceremony for the 2026-2031 term, President Yoweri Museveni reiterated that fighting corruption would be one of the key priorities of his government, including taking action against senior public officials implicated in corrupt practices. While delivering this Sunday sermon at Holy Rosary Catholic Church, Father Uma describes the ongoing crackdown on corrupt government officials as a strong step in the fight against corruption.
You may be a young man, but you are a young man.